Good morning. Friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:20, Marv at 8 o'clock. Just a friendly reminder, learning in the shul this week is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Rachalea Bas Noach and Lili Nishmas Chana Bela Bas Yoshua. And Mishnayos are sponsored Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Yitzchak. And of course, we are learning Misachta Olos. We're going to close out the second parak by learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Hashedra Vagul Golos Mishnei Mesim. What if I have a skull and a column of a spine that comes from two people, not one person? Or Revias Dam Mishnei Mesim. I have the necessary amount, Revias Dam, but it comes from two people. Or Rovatz Almos Mishnei Mesim. I have a quarter kav of bone, but it comes from two different people. Or Eber Min Ames Mishnei Mesim. Or if I have an Eber, but it's separated from two different Eber Min Ames from two different dead people. Or Eber Min Achai Mishnei Mesim. Or I have a limb that's severed from two mesim, so Rabbi Akiva metame. In each of these instances, since it appears as one and it's in one area, it's still going to convey a sense of tumah, including a tumas oel. V'chachamim metar, and the chachamim say no, it's going to be tor from tumas oel. It's going to have tumas maga and masa, right? Because it has the minimum. Each one has the minimum size of bone, right? Which is an etzim kisora, the size of a barleycorn. But at least tumas oel, since it doesn't meet the size, it's not going to convey that tumah. Etzim kisora shenechlak l'shnayim. What happens when you have a bone that's the size of a barleycorn, but it gets divided into two pieces? So in such a situation, Rabbi Akiva metame. Rabbi Akiva says it's tame. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's totally tor. It's not even going to have tumas maga. If you touch it, it's not going to have tumas maga. Some Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lo omru atzamos kisora. They didn't say it's a sum total of bone. Ela etzem kisora. The deal is that it's the size of one bone. Not when you're holding the sum total of pieces. So what happens if you have a majority of a body, but it's been so blown apart that no one single piece of bone is the size of a barleycorn? So Rav Shimon metar, v'chacham metamin. Rav Shimon says, look, there's no tumah here. Why? Because there isn't. There's no minimum size. But the chachamim say it's going to be tumah here because you have a rova, you have a majority of the body over here, you have a rova size of, you have a minimum weight of a rova of the bone. Now, Abram and Achash Nechlak L'Shnayim, what if I have a severed limb, and it gets on the, after it's severed, it breaks into two pieces. So Torah, in such a situation, is going to be Torah. Rabbi Yossi Mitame, Rabbi Yossi comes along, and he says that it's going to be Tame, even if you go and put it back together as well. They agree that if as it's being separated, it's separated into pieces, and there's no one aver that's taken out, so then in such a situation, you can put it back together afterwards. It's still not going to be mitame. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi is mitame in general over here, and certainly that's the way we close out the second parak. We'll begin our discussion of the third parak, which talks about what can convey tumah and the minimum amount that's necessary when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.